Genesis chapter 25. Abraham took another wife named Keturah, and she bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan fathered Sheba and Dadan. And the sons of Dadan were Asherim, Letushim, and Lumim. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanak, Abida, and Eldaah. All these were the descendants of Keturah. Now Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac, but to the sons of the concubines Abraham gave gifts while he was still living, and he sent them away from Isaac his son to the east country. And Abraham lived 175 years. Abraham breathed his last, dying in a good old age, full of years, and he was gathered to his ancestors. His sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron the son of Zohar the Hittite, near Mamre. This was the field that Abraham purchased from the Hittites. Abraham was buried there with Sarah his wife. After Abraham's death, God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac lived near Beer Lahairoi. Now this is the account of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bore to Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, named in order of their birth: Nebaioth, Ishmael's firstborn, Kedar, Abiel, Mibsham, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, by their villages and their camps, 12 princes according to their tribes. Ishmael lived 137 years, and he breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his ancestors. They settled from Havilah to Shur, that is near the eastern border of Egypt, as you go toward Assyria. They settled away from all their relatives. This is the account of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham fathered Isaac. Isaac married Rebekah when he was 40 years old. She was the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean, from Padanaram, and the sister of Laban, the Aramean. Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife, because she was childless, and the Lord answered him, and Rebekah his wife became pregnant. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If this is the way it's going to be, why is this happening to me?" And she went to ask the Lord. The Lord answered her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples will be separated from inside you. One people will be stronger than the other. The elder will serve the younger." When it was time for the delivery, there were twins in her womb. The first came out red all over, like a hairy coat. So they called him Esau. When his brother came out, his hand was grabbing onto Esau's heel, so they named him Jacob. Now Isaac was 60 years old when they were born. As the boys grew, Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the field, while Jacob was a quiet man living in tents. Isaac loved Esau because he ate his wild game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. One day Jacob was cooking some stew. Esau came in from the field, and he was famished. So Esau said to Jacob, "Please give me some of that red stew. I'm starved." That is why he is called Edom, or red. And Jacob said, "First, sell me your birthright." Then Esau responded, "Look, I am about to die. What good is the birthright to me?" Jacob demanded, "Swear to me first." So he swore to him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and lentil stew. He ate and drank and then got up and went on his way. So Esau despised his birthright.